Why is that? It's like Robert Coleman said in his book years ago about evangelism. He said about Jesus, men were his method. People were his method. It's the people in his life. That's the message in our church we have tried to preach. And let me tell you, God is underlining that message for us today. That is one-on-one. It is where you live is where I live. Because we're all caught in this relationship that we have plastered on that sign out in front. You know what it says? What does it say? Knowing Him and making Him known. We are all caught in this. And I'm trying my best to get this in a language that everybody can understand, because the Lord's been wearing me out with this, is that we're all caught in this discipleship. I'm growing in Him, so I'm going to know Him. I'm going to have this relationship with Him, and I need people to help me grow in that, right? I need other people. I need the body of Jesus to help me in that. But at the same time, on the other side of me, on my other arm here, as I reach out horizontally, there are many people in my life that have never received Jesus in their lives, and they need Him. I see those on this side that already know Him and are walking with Him, but I see many over here that have never received Him. And they're lost sheep. They're lost. And how shall they find their way unless somebody takes on the very Spirit of Jesus and they are found? Unless somebody goes to where they are. Frank Tillipaw, years ago, wrote a book. I can't remember the name of the book. He was a pastor out west. He gave this illustration. He said, the church today has adopted a method that's like this. He said, we work on these gospel grenades. We've built this wall between us and the world. We've got this pile of gospel grenades that we just keep throwing over the wall and hoping they're going to hit somebody. And there'll be collateral damage, and somehow those people will figure out how to climb the wall and come into fellowship with us. That's stupid. God has called us to be in the world, to be connected. So, I've got to have one foot firmly planted in the fact that I'm continuing to grow in Jesus as His disciple, knowing Him. And you see, while I'm having this relationship of this discipleship of growing on with Him, I've also got to have this other foot in the lives of people who are lost. Let me ask you this. Would most of the things that we've seen in the news, especially the last couple of weeks, would any of that have happened had Jesus been Lord of people's lives? What's the answer? No, sir. No, sir. Not only would it not be a part of their lives, you wouldn't be building up the next generation to carry on the same foolishness, would you? The same junk. You know what the devil would like to see happen to our country? Split it right down the middle. No better than that. He'd like to split it like a pizza pie. Well, if I can't divide you with this issue, let me get the knife out. Let's run it across. Let's divide you on something else. I'm not calling today for you know, a little kumbaya and let's, you know, all that little Mickey Mouse stuff. I'm talking about bowing your knee to the Lord and joining Him in what He's called us to do. And that's to go after lost sheep. They're in your life. 6 months from now, where will they be? 6 months from now, will anything have changed in people's lives around you? Or will you still be rocking along, telling them the same story, sitting around, just letting life happen to them without ever making a difference in their lives? Let me ask you, when you're standing before God and the judgment comes and He says, well, let me see what you've produced while you've been here. What will you have produced that will remain? You see, the only thing that remains is what the Lord does in our lives, in our hearts and lives, is He changes people and He makes them new. A few observations out of that story. Man does not naturally want a shepherd in his life. He wants to run it himself. Amen. He wants to do it himself. But when man defaults to that mode, who then is running his life? If he's sitting on the throne, who's really sitting on the throne of his life? The world, the flesh, the devil himself. Number two. In the story that we just read, in this parable, the shepherd dropped everything and he went after the lost sheep. Let me say to you today, you and those around you matter to Jesus. You may have listened to a bunch of garbage in your life that you're good for nothing, nothing will ever change in your life, but I'm here to tell you today, Jesus loves you and He wants to change your life. He wants to make it better than it is. Will you allow Him? You're precious to Him. I can remember my mother putting her hand on my face and telling me she loved me and feeling precious, valued. She's not here to do that right now. But who's doing it every day? Jesus is putting His hand on my face. And He's reminding me, you're precious. You're precious to me. Precious enough that He died for us. We sang that song just a moment ago. And if we're a follower of His, not only do we have this we're being discipled into a relationship with Him, Melissa, but we've got all these people that are lost. And they need Jesus. And they need Him today. I'm praying that's going to happen. I'm praying that kind of movement is going to happen. But where does it start? It starts with me. Everybody's responsibility is nobody's responsibility. This church does not have a ministry unless you have a ministry. Did you know that? You're not joining in some group. This isn't the Elks Club. This isn't clipping coupons for Walmart. This is the living, breathing body of Jesus that just happens to be gathered here. But in a moment, we're going to scatter. But we're still going to be the body of Jesus. And we're going to be out there rubbing shoulders with people that are lost and are acting like they're lost and they need the light in their life. Do they need a preacher? Do they need somebody to come in and let's just grab them by the neck and that? No, in most cases, they don't need that. But they need us to be intentional in their life. Are you just letting it go by? What's going to be different in 6 months? Those people you say you love, When we're standing before the judgment, and we're saying, well, where are these people? Well, they went to hell. Why? How shall they hear? That's a pretty stiff statement, isn't it? There's great rejoicing we see in the story by God when the lost are found. Is there not? Great rejoicing. In fact, He rejoices enough that He gathers people to celebrate it. I want you to see this as a picture of the church. You see, how does the church start? The church starts by God, listen to this now, by God working in one person's life. They come to Jesus, then they go tell somebody else. Well, hey, now they have fellowship, so they start getting together. And you know what? This one goes and tells somebody else, and this one goes and tells somebody, and they bring more into it. And when they bring these others into it, what happens? They celebrate together. They celebrate that the lost sheep has come, and they tell their stories. And I listen to y'all's stories. I listen to all the places where you've come from and what God has snatched you out of and how He's done great things. I mean, Joyce Lee caught me just before the service to give me a testimony of God answering prayer. God did a miracle in your life, didn't He, Joyce? He did something only God could do in a person's life. That it can only come by Him. God does that kind of stuff. And then we share it with one another. It isn't organizing, you know, some man-made organization. This is an organism. It is alive. We've got to share it with people. He gathers us and we celebrate. And what's the beginning point? That last verse. Beginning point for everybody is you got to realize you're lost. You got to realize that without Jesus, you're nothing. Without Jesus, you have no hope. But with Jesus, in the midst of a tragedy, you can see the power of God. You can see God do something wonderful. Do you want to see that? Well, it starts with you. It starts right where you live, right where you work, right there with your family. I want you to think about the people who today are separated from Jesus. I'm even talking about the ones who tell you all day long, oh, I've got Jesus in my life, but there's nothing in their life that shows they have Jesus. Them too. They talk a good game, but the power of God really hasn't come to them yet. I'm inviting you today. You know what it's like. You have come to know Jesus, to be led by the Good Shepherd. You remember what it was like to be lost, but now you're found. And you know He is with you. He's Emmanuel. How many more people in your life need that same message today? How many? 6 months from now, I'm asking you, look at me, I'm asking you, 6 months from now, where are they going to be? What's going to happen in their lives? Will you be intentional? Bring them in. You don't have to bring them to this church. Just bring them into the body. Let God sort them out. Let God portion them out. But be part of His plan. Let's pray together. Lord, thank You for hearing and answering us today. Lord, I believe today You are calling us, first of all, to repent. Change our mind about the way we look at people around us. Lord, I'm asking You to heal our nation. But Lord, I know the only way You're going to do that is for You to be Lord. So I'm asking You, Lord Jesus,
to come with your power and your strength. And start it right here. Start it right here as we humble ourselves in your place and before you, Lord. We humble ourselves right now and ask you, come, Lord. Come with your strength and power. Come and do. Come with your healing. Come with your help. Lord, some of us are in trouble today and we need you. We need you in a mighty way. Lord, come. Come today. Let the miraculous happen. Come with salvation, Lord. I'm asking you to break chains today. Chains of addiction. Lord, I'm praying for young men who are sitting here today who are struggling with pornography. Lord, I'm asking you to break that chain in their lives. Lord, I'm asking you today to break the chain of girls and ladies who are forever worried about their appearance and the lie that the evil one has come before them with that. Lord, I'm asking you to break that chain today. And Lord, there are many others. Lord, today, come in this place. Come and speak to us now. Thank you. The altar's open. You want to come and do some business with the Lord? Pastors will be here. Pray with you if you need somebody to pray with you. If you've never received Jesus in your life, I'm calling on you today. Why not let Jesus come into your life, forgive your sin, and make you a new person? The altar's open today.
Tommy, Jan, Tommy, Lori, Austin, come on down. I want you guys surround your son and grandson here. Today, I'm not going to steal your thunder. You tell them.
Next Sunday, early, like really early, getting on a plane to New London, Connecticut, and I'll be going to the Coast Guard Academy. So, yeah.
For a few weeks.
So I'll have a three-week indoctrination, pretty much mini boot camp, and then I'll be going to Marion, Alabama for a year. And then next summer, I'll have a 7-week boot camp, and then I'll be going to the academy for a full 4 years. Yeah, there you go.
Believe it or not, he is excited. He is excited. I know parents and grandparents are excited, but I know we're getting ready to enter another season, aren't we, yeah. Family? And I tell you all the time, I'm going to miss you a lot. I know most of you don't know Tommy that well, but God has done a lot in his life. And I wish someday, I tell him this from time to time, he needs to write the story down because he didn't run ahead of God. He heard him speak, and he said, hold on a second, I got to let him finish speaking. And so he's been obedient, and we thank you for your faithfulness. And just like we prayed for Logan Patrick earlier, though, that we're all in this together, okay? So Tommy, well, next week and the weeks following when you're not physically with us, I want you to know that we're still praying with you and for you, okay? And we genuinely love you and care about you very sincerely. And I am personally going to miss you a lot, okay? And we'll be negotiating if I get that Jeep later on, okay? So, but if you want to come on up here and surround Tommy and his family, we're going to pray over them, pray for them, pray with them. Going to miss a lot. Going to miss a lot. So, we could have story time, Tommy. Do you want to give anybody a story time? No? Okay.
There's too many of those.
All right. I anoint you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And Tommy, you are my young brother. And I do praise God for you. He has gifted you and he has called you and he has purposed you. And that didn't start today. That started from the moment you were conceived. And Lord, we thank you for Tommy, we thank you for this family. Now, God, I pray today that, Lord, you will speak to him directly, that you will show him things that you're desiring to show him, and that you will reveal things to him. God, I pray you will prepare men of God to intersect his life, to encourage and build up. But, God, I'm also praying that Tommy would have the faith, the fortitude, and the courage to look to those who do not know you and say, now I see why I'm here at this moment. And God, I pray that you will open his spiritual eyes,
to all that you're calling him to, not just in this moment, but in the weeks and months and years ahead. God, man may have one idea, but Lord, we look to you to guide and direct. I pray your blessing on him. Give him strength. Give him clarity. Lord, I pray for his family as they enter a new season. May your grace and your mercy abound. And Lord, I thank you so much for all the witnessing he has done. He is faithful. And God, I pray today that the next time he comes forward, he'll be able to share all that you have done in the meantime. And Lord, we do look forward to that. And we say, praise be to God. All glory and honor to you. In your Son's name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, guys. I think that's it for this moment in time. You are dismissed.